Right now, boys, have you ever been in a scenario with those closest to you, maybe your partners, your wives, where you're like, "Whoa, you stink," but I don't know how to tell you.
Yeah.
Because even though you're the love of my life and obviously we share everything, telling someone their breath smells or maybe they've, it's just maybe a bit overdue for a shower is very tricky.
Can be. Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Are you bringing this up because I didn't brush my teeth this morning?
Yeah, well, this is really timely because this is some advice on how to tell those closest to you that yeah, they stink. So you just take from it what you want.
Sometimes Morgan gets morning breath. She'll go in the morning and like go to kiss me. So I'm like, morning breath.
Yeah, Angus refuses to smooch morning me breath. In the morning.
Do you and call
I'm
it
like,
Morgan
excuse
breath?
Excuse me.
I should.
Yeah. See, he doesn't have this problem about sensitivity though. Like I'll come home from not even a workout, like just from a day.
Yeah.
And we embrace and he'll go, whew. Time to change that shirt. I'm like, thank you, Angus. Like, I'm so glad I have you.
You're sweating.
Because is there anything, like, particularly in a workplace, if people were talking behind your back?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd rather someone address it.
But have I ever told you about my old work that had to formally give someone a warning about their breath stinking?
Do you mean, like, HR had to get involved?
Yeah, the boss had to speak to him, and then it kept happening, so then HR had to get involved because his breath was so bad, people couldn't be around him. Yeah, it's an old place I worked.
What was the outcome? Was it like... He then always carries Jilla mints.
People
or
giving
like,
him a lot of gum for Secret Santa.
That's a subtle way. And this is what this advice is saying. It's like, stop being subtle because sometimes people don't even know.
Mm.
So you might get them Tic Tacs for just a Wednesday treat, but they're going, why? I don't like Tic Tacs. No, you need the Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
So these people, now this is specifically more partner, because if you're saying this to your colleague, might be a bit weird. But they say to obviously broach it with sensitivity and kindness, but to talk more about how it's affecting you, you can say something like, I feel concerned about your breath, especially because it's keeping me from being close to you. And I want us to explore ways to make sure it doesn't keep us apart. I'm feeling distance because maybe it's uncomfortable hugging or even kissing you. Being intimate with you is becoming affected, and it's being affected because of these odor issues. Perhaps we can explore ways to rectify this together. I give you the hot tip. If Angus came up to me and said, I'm struggling to kiss you because you stink so bad, I genuinely wouldn't be able to leave the house ever again because I would be mortified. But that's the advice from some psychologist who's involved in this.
Very good. Well, I think the thing about like Tic Tacs and stuff like that, I feel as though that's the links of the breath world.
Yes.
It's just masking.
Oh, it's not the root problem.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Can you imagine though, if you know, your wife goes, hey, let's go to the dentist together. Should we just have a couple's date to the dentist? Yeah. Like, surely it's a suspect straight away.
Yeah.
Mm.
Could be a fun family trip, though.
Yeah.
Get some free floss.
Okay. Is that something you think you need? Your words, not ours. Is that maybe something?
And then how do you tell colleagues as well? Colleagues is harder. I find it easier to tell
your partner. You can't use the intimacy excuse with a colleague.
If you did, that's HR again.
Exactly.
Yeah.